expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Going to talk about today, Miss Simon? Well, we have so much to talk about on this Saturday, beautiful Saturday, January 20th, 2018. And for those who are joining us for the first time in 2018, Happy New Year, and we pray that this will be a prosperous and great new year for you and your loved ones. Well, I think one of the biggest stories of this past week is that the fact that President Trump became the first sitting president to speak at the March for Life on Washington. They get thousands and thousands of supporters for life, those who are against the taking of the lives of innocent unborn children. We applaud the president for his stance, his pro-life stance, and for standing up for these helpless babies in the womb. I think someone said, maybe it was Vice President Mike Pence, that Trump is the most pro-life president to ever sit in the Oval Office. So we appreciate President Trump for doing the live feed from the Rose Garden to the thousands upon thousands of marchers on behalf of the unborn. And from what I understand, the pro-life march in Washington is the largest march of its kind in the United States.
And that should make all of us very proud of our president, who will take a stand for what we know is right. Because every life is precious. And that's the big difference from the previous administration. And I don't mean to, you know, just keep bringing that up. But I know that we're on the right track in America. We're doing what's godly and what's right, protecting that innocent life that's in the womb.
Absolutely. And again, we want to thank the president. We want to thank him for putting forth pro-life policies.
Absolutely.
Even at the health, the Department of Health and Human Services, for respecting the rights of Christian bakers to not be forced to bake cakes for two men or two women getting married. Just on and on, this president has been surprisingly and refreshingly conservative. He is the most conservative president since Ronald Reagan.
And that is a joy, and that is a blessing. You know what gets me is that these people who particularly and purposely, I believe, kicked out a Christian bakery.
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't they go to a Muslim bakery?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, people in this country, some people in this country, have such a low respect for the Judeo-Christian values that are the foundation of this nation. If we did not have those Judeo-Christian values, this country might be, tribal.
Right, exactly. True.
You know, it could be much, much, much worse. All we have to do is look around the world and see under what conditions some people are surviving.
True. That's very.
Why do you think we have an immigration problem?
Right. Right.
Because many people have to escape the constant violence in their nation.
Absolutely.
There was just something on Breitbart today, where people involved in the Mexican drug cartel slaughtered two men because they felt that they told their competition something wrong. They beheaded one and slit the throat or whatever. I mean, it was just gory and gruesome. And that happens, that was near Acapulco, but that happened. Acapulco, yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's so sad that people who are born in this country take advantage of the Judeo-Christian values that led us to so much freedom and liberty, that they have no respect for Christianity.
Absolutely. Well, you know, speaking of illegal aliens, it's interesting that as of today, January 20th, the government is shut down.
Yes.
And it's shut down squarely because of the Democrats. The Democrats
are leading the pack.
The Democrats will fight tooth and nail for illegal aliens, but will not fight for American-born citizens who need the jobs that are going to illegal aliens. particularly Black Americans. So they're willing to shut down the government, put our military at risk. Our military men and women are not getting paid while the government is shut down. They're more interested in saving DACA and more interested in standing up for so-called dreamers than for American citizens. And American citizens have dreams as well. Our natural-born American young people have dreams as well, and they need to be defended. Because of Democratic Party's policies, the great state of California has the highest unemployment rate than any other state in the union. Wow. One of my coworkers went out to California, and she couldn't believe the number of homeless people in Los Angeles. California has great natural resources, money galore, the Hollywood industry, and yet the highest homeless rate in the country, thanks to the policies of the Democratic Party.
Wow. I didn't know that. But, I mean, that is disgraceful. When you have Americans who go to the polls and they vote people into office just because of the letter that's by their name. And I'm talking particularly about the Democratic Party, because most of these inner city areas are run by Democrats.
True.
And what is the quality of life like?
Yeah.
High crime, high unemployment, et cetera, raggedy streets, schools that are understaffed and not staffed by the best quality teachers available. That's what we get when we just we go and vote. And don't look at the policies of that person or the character of the person. We just look for what party it represents. And here it is. We have a party who wants to increase their voting bloc.
Right.
That's why they're talking about, we'll shut the government down. Let the military suffer. Let everyone suffer. Because we want the illegal aliens to be able to vote for the Democrats. That's their game plan.
Well, that's what's happened. They're putting illegal immigrants, they're putting amnesty before the American people.
That's right.
I mean, Senator Richard Durbin, Dick Durbin, literally said he's working full-time for the DACA illegal immigrants.
Right.
Full-time. Now, he's a senator from the state of Illinois. Black unemployment, particularly in Chicago, is through the roof from what I understand, although Black unemployment nationwide is at a historic low.
That's correct.
Unemployment among Blacks is high in Chicago, but Dick Durbin is focused on illegal immigrants, not American-born Black people in Chicago who desperately need jobs.
And remember now, Dick Durbin is the one who said that our president was a racist because he said that places that Haiti and other places in Africa and all of that were SHIT holes. Now it's been proven that he did not tell the truth. No one has confirmed, no one that was in that meeting has said that they heard those words coming out of the mouth of our president. And then from what I understand, and I didn't see where they gave me that information, that he has a history of not telling the truth. And I pray that the people of Illinois, because from what I understand, he's been in office for quite a while. Like most of these Democrats, that's their life's job and passion to stay in office. Not improve the quality of life in their districts, stay in office, get rich, get that mansion, and this is their M.O. But it's been thrown out the window, and you don't hear him repeating it. That our president did not say that, but the audacity of him to say that he's working for DACA, when you have hospitals that have closed, schools that are overflowing, and our laws being totally ignored, that is not acceptable. People of Illinois, you need to retire this man, because he's not in there to better the living conditions of his constituents. He's in there to make sure that even if it takes the votes of illegals, if he can get this done, amnesty done, that he will do that so that he can stay in power. And that is shameful. Now, you know, I was looking on the internet and it says DACA, you know, how, you know, don't break up families and all of this. You know, we are a very generous country. And we want to help as much as we can, but we cannot do it at the sacrifice by sacrificing the quality of life for Americans. And they say that they want to dream their dream as well. Number one, we don't have to break up the family. The whole entire family, if they are illegal, can go back to wherever they came from. And that family will still be intact, but it will not be at the taxpayer's expense. That's one, I mean, and that may sound cruel, but that's the reality. We're not out to break up families, but we're out to make sure that as a sovereign nation, we have a right to determine who can become a citizen when we have a right to determine our immigration standards, limits, and all of that. They're not supposed to come here and tell us what to do. I mean, and all of this protesting, if you did all of that protesting in your homeland so you could have a better life in the land of your birth, then maybe you wouldn't have to come to America to seek a better job. Maybe things would be better. And last week I told you about the crime, the statistics, and the taxpayer funds that are being provided for these people who have come here illegally and unskilled. We have people here in America born here who have worked on, and they can't find jobs now because sometimes the illegal aliens have replaced them at a lower wage. And the companies should not do that, but they do it. And I hope all of those things will be corrected. But we need to get a handle on our immigration. We do not want to become like London in certain areas, nor Germany. And, you know, Israel has a problem with their immigration, even with Africans who are coming there, and they're trying to rectify their problems also. So we must be diligent. And people like Dick Durbin, who are more concerned with people who have come here illegally than people who have been born here, have worked here, have sacrificed for this country. What a shame, what a disrespectful person Mr. Dick Durbin is to the American way and the American people. He does not deserve to continue in his position of representing Illinois. And you may not agree with that, but that is my opinion. Because if you take that oath to work for those people who have, then that's what you should do. What do you say about that, Ms. Diamond?
Well, I mean, that's obviously 100% correct. And the Democratic Party has really invested its brand into party identity. In other words, not really party identity, but just picking apart different groups and really segmenting Americans, and they've poured so much into illegal immigrants at the expense of supporting natural-born Americans, Native Americans, American people.
They're born here in America,
Born here.
Right.
And it's though they're giving priority to people who are not from this country.
Yes.
And I just find that to be rather disturbing.
Oh, I find it to be very disturbing. And, you know, another thing I wanted to mention was that we really need to scrutinize those people we are voting for more carefully.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Party is not important. What's important is America.
Sure.
America and pleasing God. You know, we say, God bless America.
Right.
But, you know, we are keep asking God to bless a mess that we've made by being complacent, by being compromising. It's time for us to stand up in this country and say right is right and wrong is wrong.
That's true.
We're not condemning any lifestyle, but we're not going to alter nature to please a small group of people.
Exactly.
That is not, that's not logical.
Absolutely. We applaud the president who has now celebrated his 1-year anniversary. I think it's today, January 20th, when he was sworn in last year.
That's correct.
So it's a year now, his 1-year anniversary in office. And I tell you, this has been one of the most prolific presidencies the most successful one-year tenure, I believe, in American history.
I agree.
I mean, it is as if President Trump, he had his to-do list of all his campaign promises. He hasn't gotten to them all, but he just went down the list, check, 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 defeated ISIS, moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
Yes.
The tax cuts. Standing up for the unborn, check, check, and check. And more is to come. And we applaud this president for sticking, not in all areas, but pretty much sticking to his campaign promises, which is not easy because of the pressure from the corporate world, the media, the Republican establishment. And let me just, before I forget, Lindsey Graham, I want to touch on Lindsey Graham for a moment. I pray that the people of, I believe he represents South or North Carolina, forgive me, I know it, but I just don't know it right now, please vote Lindsey Graham out of office.
Please.
I mean, he actually had the nerve to say America does not belong to its people. As if to say, and I think we mentioned this last week, but I think it's important to repeat, as if to say you can take people from anywhere in the world, put them in America, and it would be a success. That is not correct. America is a success because of the Judeo-Christian foundation upon which it was built. Period.
Well, I believe that our previous president must have influenced him, because, you know, our previous president said that America is not defined by its borders. In other words, I got from that was America was nothing but a wasteland. Come as you are, come the way you want, and you don't have to worry about anything. For Lindsey Graham to say that, I mean, it's very disappointing. And these people need to be voted out. You know, and I'm not advocating voting out or whatever, but I'm even disappointed in Mia Love. What goes wrong with these Republicans once they get the Tea Party and the conservatives behind them? Do they take some kind of pill that changes them? I mean, for me, I love to call our president a racist based on something said by one person, Dick Durbin, who doesn't have a spotless record and whose mouth is not a prayer book. That was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think Mia Love was absolutely out of line. She is
definitely
representative. She got into office because of the Tea Party.
That's
her
right.
Parents are from Haiti. But if Trump had said it, I can understand her concern if he actually had said Haiti was an S-hole. But in actuality, in reality, it is an S-hole. We all know that.
Right.
People from Haiti know that. People from different parts of Africa know it's an S-hole. However, there's no corroborating evidence. No one has backed up what Dick Durbin has said.
No one.
And she went off the cliff saying that Trump is a racist. And she is supposed to be a conservative a black, and I'm very disappointed in Mia Love. I think that was very short-sighted of her, and it was really immature to just dump on the president like that without supporting evidence that he actually said it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I just don't know what happens to some of these that call themselves Republicans and conservatives.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's very disrespectful,
mm-hmm.
and that's very disappointing, to be honest with you. You know, the Republicans really need to study the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
learn some of their tactics. One thing about it, they don't chew one another up and spit them out. They don't grind them. They don't pick and stomp them in the ground. Without, even if they have all of the evidence in the world that that person is wrong,
mm-hmm.
they will circle the wagon.
They will.
While the Republicans are just tearing one another up, least little garbage of propaganda hits the air, you can count on a Republican feeding on it, feasting on it,
mm-hmm.
and coming out, oh, yes, oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just insanity. Insanity.
You're right, Barbara. You know, what was interesting, we mentioned this last week, going back to the whole immigration thing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Trump was leaning toward giving in toward the Democrats.
Right.
He had a meeting, it'll be 2 weeks ago this coming Wednesday, he had a meeting with the Democrats, televised meeting, and as I said last week, the president was praised for that meeting, and there were conservatives such as the great Mark Levin who were concerned
yes.
that the president
right.
was
giving in
right
to the Democrats because it was such a congenial bipartisan meeting.
Yes.
And then what did Dick Durbin do? He just blew it all to hell.
Amen.
It was a tactical mistake on the part of, and now Trump called him Dickie Durbin, because after that successful Wednesday meeting, Trump called together six congressmen, among them Steny Hoyer, also a Democrat, and Dick Durbin. And Dick Durbin couldn't wait to get out of the meeting to falsely accuse his president
right.
of saying about Haiti and I think El Salvador and a couple of, some African nations.
They're assholes, shitholes. Chain migration.
Chain migration. So Dick Durbin was so blinded by an attempt to demonize, to degrade this president, he blew up. He destroyed any chance, really, of coming to an agreement on the whole DACA, the dream, the deferred action, childhood, whatever it's called, action, DACA. You can Google it and find out. Now, so they're shutting down the government for these people,
yes.
regardless of how it affects our military,
yes.
regardless of the fact that our national monuments are on hold, if you will, not that the monuments, but people are not allowed to visit them, because the government is on hold. The government has been shut down.
And it's because of the Democrats.
Because of the Democrats.
Chuckie Schumer.
And I applaud the president for saying he will not sign an immigration bill now at this point because he feels he was betrayed and stabbed in the back. He will not sign off on an immigration bill unless Mark Meadows or Tom Cotton, two conservatives on immigration, unless they tell the president it's okay to sign.
Amen.
And he did, I think, a 180-degree turn on that because of what Dick Durbin did.
And I'm so glad that Dick Durbin, you did us a big favor, because we didn't want him to cave in on DACA because, number one, Obama passed that without congressional approval. It was illegal for him to do that. And all of the Republicans in the House, in the Senate, wherever, they were too much of coward. They were too much of a coward
right.
to challenge him on that. They were hush and let it go. But that was illegally done
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because, as president, he was supposed to get the approval of Congress.
Right.
But I'm glad in this case that Dick Durbin told that lie and made our president think twice.
Yes.
Yes. About what he was proposing to do. And then I believe Ivanka is in favor of the DACA. And I believe, and I'm sick and tired of her. She needs to stay out of our business. We did not elect her.
Right.
That's my opinion. I like her. I saw a pocketbook at Trump Tower that everything goes well. I would love to get it. But I don't want her in America's business. The DACA was illegal when it started. And if people want to dream, go back to your country, take those signs, and tell your country to stop causing you to separate your family.
Right.
And so your family can stay there and have a decent living. Protest in your own land.
But to call them dreamers,
yes.
right, and not to use the same term for Americans who have dreams, not fair. There are American young people with dreams as well, and we need to be looking out for them. Now, I'm not against, we're humane people.
We are.
And we want to help those who are suffering in other countries. But America cannot take on the world's poor.
No, we can't.
And we get criticized by the Vatican. It's really hypocritical because the Vatican has a wall. The Pope has a wall. So we have to have some protection. We have walls, or we have fences around our yards.
Sure
we have doors in our houses because we don't want just anyone walking in there.
It's locked.
Exactly. So America has a right to pick and choose whom it chooses to allow to come into this country. Coming to America is a privilege, not a right.
Absolutely. And even I noticed that medical, press conference last night, you know, of course the media couldn't help but to bring up, doesn't President Trump want people from Norway to come? And isn't that being racist? Who in the world wouldn't want the most skilled, the most educated to come to your country so that they can add to your country? But they're trying to paint him so much as a racist, but they failed, and they are failures. We're going to take a break now. Stay with us for our Urban Story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, hello. We're happy to be back with you. Ms. Simon, you wanted to talk to our people about something?
Well, yeah. I mean, yes, thanks for staying with us. I want to correct something. Lindsey Graham is from the great state of South Carolina. He's been representing 2003. And I hope that the people of South Carolina will be willing to make a change. Lindsey Graham is one of these establishment Republicans who are really not effective. They really give in to the Democrats too often. It wouldn't be so bad if the American people. But unfortunately, not. They are willing, as we have seen, they're willing to shut down the government in favor or because of they can't get a deal for illegal aliens, but they're not going to fight, put that same effort in to fight for our veterans who have put their lives on the line to keep us free. They will not put in that same effort to try to stem the tide of black-on-black crime in Chicago, which is out of control. Yeah. They're not going to put that same effort into making sure that, you know, instead of trying to pull down the rich, but help the poor, and part of that is doing what Trump is doing with the tax cut and giving companies incentives to put their money back into the United States. I wish the Democrats would put their efforts into that. And speaking of companies reinvesting in the United States, the CEO announced this past week that Apple is going to invest, I believe it's $200 billion, bring capital back on U.S. shores, which means, and in fact, Amazon, a new headquarters, they're deciding whether it's going to be New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, New York City, or New York City. There's one other, I think Washington, D.C. is also in the running, and that will add approximately 50,000 jobs. Now, that is amazing, particularly if Amazon opens its new headquarters in Newark, New Jersey. Do you know how many thousands of people will be helped? And you can Google the story. This is the kind of economic, it's almost a miracle that is going on now with our economy. And in fact, this past week, the Dow hit 26,000, the first time in the history of the stock market. So the economy is turning around. Yes, it is doing much better. And we thank God for that. So if the Democrats put their effort into putting America first, they would be in a better position than they are now, because the American people are seeing that they're putting illegal immigrants before people who were born here. Now, for the record, we're not against immigrants. But the immigrants that came into the United States in the late 19th and early 20th century had to come with skills. They had to They had to have a sponsor. They had to be healthy. I mean, we have to be realistic, and we have to put the American people first. And that is what Trump is pushing for in this immigration deal.
And what a difference a president who loves his country makes. We didn't have that for the last 8 years. Now we have a president that really cares for the American people, and he cares for this land because he appreciates the opportunities that he and his family when they migrated here. We are not against immigrants, but we can't go to your country and make demands. Why should people come to our country and make demands? That is not right. All of these protests, and I'm sick of them, really. I really get sick of them. And I was even sick of that A Day Without Immigrants, where they said that they weren't going to go to work. And I didn't even miss them.
Quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, we want people who come here who have some skills, who can contribute.
Right.
Who can contribute, not just take away. Exactly. You know, I went to two hospitals in Harlem, New York, and in one in particular, they had a notice in the lobby, in the waiting area, that said if anyone asks you whether or not you are an illegal, you're a legal citizen of the United States, report them immediately and they will be terminated.
Wow.
And we've had hospitals in New York because it's been overwhelming with the people coming in illegally and no one's paying the bill.
And see, this is the deceit of the Democrats. The Democrats will tell black people, illegal immigrants, come over. We have this benefit, that benefit.
Yes.
Well, the Democrats will not tell the American people, but we figured it out by now, most of us, that this stuff costs. It's very costly.
It is.
It's very costly to the border states of New Mexico, Texas, and Arizona. Nothing really is for free. What is happening is, and what has been happening, particularly under Barack Obama, it happened a lot.
Awesome.
The American people were treated as a one big ATM. And we were not listened to, not the average American. These things are costly.
That's
the
right.
Schools and hospitals in New York,
exactly.
California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, they're overwhelmed. This is costly. Why do you think cities like Detroit are in such trouble? Because the Democrats
keep wanting to practice socialism. And I know Venezuela is an extreme example, but it does not work. Eventually, and according to late Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, you run out of other people's money.
That's right.
You have to encourage capitalism. You have to encourage entrepreneurship, venture startups, employment. Because if you want to have these social programs, you need people working to be able to pay the taxes to keep the social programs running. But if you have more people on welfare, on government assistance, than the people are working, these programs are going to fail. Look at Detroit is a clear example.
Yeah.
I mean, the unions in Detroit priced themselves out of a job. You cannot expect to make $100,000 a year putting the same bolt or putting a bolt into the car that you've been doing since 1975. You skill base, your knowledge, but you want to make $200,000 a year for putting a part in the car. So what does GM do? Well, we'll just move to Mexico. Plus, the tax base was very high. So what does Trump do? We'll cut the tax rate to encourage more companies to come back from China, come back from Mexico, and employ Americans. That's what we need. We need more employed Americans because that will help pay for these things these liberals want to pay for. But if too many people in Detroit, in Newark, in other places are in public assistance, you will see these cities start to crumble and fall. And that's why Newark has to and has, I have to give them credit, been encouraging companies to come into Newark to help rebuild it.
Absolutely.
Because social welfare alone will not sustain any city.
And we already have a problem in this country. I believe I had a statistic last week that 45% of American citizens do not pay income taxes. 45%, that's almost half. And that's too many. And we don't need any more unemployed people coming here. We need to get those who are able-bodied out there in the work field. And thank God we have a president who knows the art of the deal. He knows how to wheel and deal and making it attractive for businesses to come back to the United States and provide those jobs. Some of them are unskilled jobs, but it's better to have an unskilled job and have a job than to sit and wait for a check to come.
Exactly.
I believe.
Because if too many people are sitting and waiting for checks, it's just not sustainable.
No, it's not.
You've got to have revenue from the citizens who are working and who are paying taxes on their investments in order to sustain any country. If the government keeps doling out money, like in Greece, then a couple of years ago, Greece actually went bankrupt. And the EU, if I'm not mistaken, and double check me, folks, the EU, the European Union, had to bail out Greece. Now, Barbara, before we forget, before we lose time here, I want to touch on FISA, which ties into the Russian collusion investigation, the dossier that was put together by Fusion GPS. FISA, it stands for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and there is a FISA court. And what this act allows is for, basically, to put it in a nutshell, and please Google it, ladies and gentlemen, it allows them to spy on Americans, basically. Let's just get to the nitty-gritty. But I'm simplifying it way too much.
Yes.
But in the interest of time, but it all kind of ties together. Now, I want to quote this tweet, if I may. Mark Meadows, a conservative member of Congress, said, quote, "I view the classified report from House Intel and House Intelligence related to the FBI, FISA abuses, the infamous Russian dossier, and so-called Russian collusion, quote-unquote. What I saw is absolutely shocking. This report needs to be released now. Americans deserve the truth." And he started this trend, this hashtag, release the memo. And Steve King said, and I just want to read this, Barbara, if I may.
Oh, go right ahead.
Quote, "I have read the memo. The sickening reality has set in. I no longer hold out hope. There is an innocent explanation for the information the public has seen. I have long said it is worse than Watergate. It was never Trump and always Hillary."
Yep.
Release the memo. And we'll stop there. Release the memo. Well, again, we have to do more investigation on this, but apparently there are rumors that there are members of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, from the Department of Justice under our previous administration, who
did things that were unethical to undermine Donald Trump
yes.
as he was running for president. Now, it appears to me, Barbara, and I could be mistaken, that the investigation on this whole so-called Russian collusion, Russia influencing the election, it's amounting to pretty much nothing. I mean, it's just a mess. Apparently Hillary's campaign and some others, never Trumpers, conservative, so-called, paid for this dossier from this company called Fusion GPS, and it had some BS stuff about Trump and models urinating, all this craziness. So what Robert Mueller, the investigator of this whole Russia investigation, built his case on apparently is a lie.
It's a big, total lie. They have never told us what did they suspect Russia of doing. Did Russia make clones and you know, fly them in or submarine them into America to go and vote that day? Did Russia tamper with the voting machines? They've never even given us an indication of what they're looking for because they're blindsided. They're just so consumed with so much hatred. You know, this... I don't know if anyone else would have been able to win against Hillary because what they have put Donald Trump through, I think the average person would have said, the heck with this. You know, I mean, they would have to really be totally driven to continue because what they put him through was horrible. They not only threw the kitchen sink, they threw the whole house at him. And the previous administration had a lot to do with this surveillance. And the people of America need to know. Release the memo.
Right.
Give us the truth.
You know, I'm just going to read this from, it's called BizPak Review. It was actually posted on freerepublic.com. And I'm going to read this because I think it kind of sums up about what we're feeling and what the consensus is now building toward. Quote, the Mueller investigation is on the clock.
Mm.
The pressure is mounting for the special counsel's investigation to produce substantive, credible evidence of collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign with the aim of rigging the U.S. election or wrap it up.
Right.
The Russian probe has thus far produced nothing, but an underwhelming smattering of violations for false and inconsistent statements from key witnesses. Partly the big fish, the Mueller's team backers, particularly the Democrats, particularly media, were hoping for.
Right.
Now the sand is dribbling out of the hourglass to the final remaining grain. And I'm just going to leave it there. The Mueller investigation has really been a big disappointment, I know, for those who want to get Trump.
Yes.
There is absolutely zero evidence that the Russians rigged the American election. That would mean that they would have had to rig or influence 63 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump.
Yes.
That would also mean that they would have had to bribe members of the Electoral College who voted for Donald Trump. So there are a lot of levels. And if Robert Mueller has not uncovered any credible evidence that the Russian government rigged our elections,
shutting down.
It does. Now, did Michael Flynn, former National Security Agency director, did he lie? Did Donald Trump Jr., was he foolish for talking to this Russian lady?
Sure.
Why not? She brought him gossip that he could have gotten from Google.
Does
it rise to the level that the Russian government maneuvered and manipulated our elections to get Donald Trump elected?
No. That, you're right about that. That sums it up. We're running out of time, and, you know, I just wanted to say one or two things. There's an election going on in Massachusetts against, for the Senate seat, Elizabeth Warren. Please, if you know someone in Massachusetts, tell them to vote for, I think his name is Goff Deal, G-E-O-F-F, last name is D-I-E-H-L. And let me just read this to you. He's the only candidate that wants to put money in their wallets. He's a pro Second Amendment. He's pro secure border. He will work to lower your tax burden. Will work to stop sanctuary cities. will work to grow private sector jobs, not government bureaucracy. Will serve the people, not use the office to enrich himself like Senator Elizabeth Warren has. Tell your friends, tell your family, get Elizabeth Warren out of that comfortable seat so that she can get a real job to pay for her mansion that she's been getting free from the taxpayers all these years. And quickly, I wanted to mention also about our president's physical. You know, he recently had a physical by his private doctor, Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson. You know, the news conference that was held and they asked the doctor so many questions was insulting in a sense. You know, the Rear Admiral Jackson got up there and went through all of the statistics. As a matter of fact, even his blood pressure. That I went to my doctor this past Thursday, and my blood pressure was 142 over 91. Our president's blood pressure, according to his physician, is 122 over 74. At 71 years old, he has a very good blood pressure. But in addition to that, he said that the lungs were clear, his heart was normal. He is in excellent, excellent health. The president himself, because of all these people saying that he's not fit for office, requested to take the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test. And on that test, he scored 30 out of 30. And I wonder how many of those reporters sitting there could even score 15 out of 30. So the only thing that the doctor recommended that he did was to do some exercising and lose 10 to 15 pounds. His cholesterol is a little high, but he says based on, he just summed it up as based on having good genes, he's in excellent, excellent health. So they can't keep, they will continue because I heard today Bill Maher, M-A-H-E-R, said that the doctor, Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, lied for our president. That's how insane these secular humanists, these haters of Trump, that's how insane they are. What do you
think? And the president doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke. Those are good factors. Those are key factors in why he's a pretty healthy shape. But I want to go back to the government. Thank you for that report, Barbara.
Yes, I think that's
important.
And even though the doctor said that, one of the reporters asked that he use drugs.
Wow. Wow, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
But, you know, I think President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are correct in lambasting Democrats Saturday morning for their refusal to compromise on illegal immigration and forcing a government shutdown. And again, folks, not to sound repetitive, but the Democrats led by Senator Chuck Schumer of New York would rather shut the government down, which negatively impacts our military men and women, than to compromise with the president and build that wall. We have a right to protect the perimeter and our space. We are a sovereign nation. We have a right to have that wall. And DACA is the acronym for, or DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival. These are people who were brought to, whose mother came to the United States for the purpose, apparently, of having their child, her child in the U.S. But she came here illegally.
Right.
Illegal is illegal, folks.
It's illegal.
I mean, I couldn't go to Italy when I'm pregnant, so now my child is an Italian citizen just because I went to Italy specifically to give birth to my child. It's not fair, and it's not fair to overwhelm the American public with illegal immigrants. And the average American who needs these entry-level jobs, he or she is suffering.
That's
not right. And then the middle class bears the weight because the wealthy can put a lot of their money into tax-protected funds and assets.
That's right.
And the poor, they're a public assistance, so they're not filing any taxes.
Nope.
So it's those of us in the middle or upper middle class, we're bearing the burden. And thank God for the new tax cuts, because from what I understand, we should start seeing the tax cuts reflected in our paychecks as early as February 2018.
You know, I said with the previous administration, the working class was being worked over. And that, I still stick by that, but things are changing now. The working class, they're being respected.
Right, right.
For more than just an ATM machine. And I'm so happy that there's a new sheriff in town.
Absolutely.
Yes, but I just wanted to bring you that healthy report. I mean, this president gives me a lot to strive for. Because, I mean, he has a better report than some of these 20 and 30-year-old people, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And better than those reporters that were sitting there asking some of the most ridiculous questions. You know, are there any signs of dementia? You know, the doctor said that this, you know, our president doesn't even require that much sleep. Mm-hmm. And he's been that way all of his life. Mm-hmm. But he said that he has exceptional genes.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the attack on President Trump is just unprecedented.
Yes.
It's unfair. Even if you don't want, I mean, just the disrespect to call a man a racist based on an uncorroborated allegation by Senator Dick Durbin is not fair.
Yes.
I know that CNN reporter Jim Acosta was asked to leave the White House because he asked Trump, "Are you a racist?" Something to that effect. And Trump told him to get out.
Good.
Then you have Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, and people of Arizona, please vote him out.
Vote him out.
Trump is like a Stalin, you know,
yes.
Joseph Stalin during the Soviet Union. I mean, just over the top.
And I have this article of Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Mm.
Trump, I when I was in my doctor's office, you know, they always have all of this propaganda in there. They had a Rolling Stone magazine. And one article, Trump's hostile takeover. He has conquered the party of Reagan and is fulfilling a dream of the hard right, the demolition of government. And this article was written by Sean Willett, W-I-L. The article is just a bunch of crap. You know, I mean, the cartoonist drew a picture of Trump toppling the statue of Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
Too much hatred is in the air.
Right.
And, you know, when people tell me, I was in my pharmacist, I was getting my medicine on a Thursday, and there was this woman from Africa, I could tell from the accent and all that. Oh, she says, I don't know, Trump is a racist. I said, what did he ever do to you? And see, they can't answer simple questions. I said, how do you know? What proof do you have? And she just started grinning and skinning and like it was funny, but I was very serious. They hear a sound bite, which is so unfortunate, and they repeat it like it's... And that's a sad state. We have to stop having so much hatred in the air, because the people who are on the fringe, they go over the... I think they go over, because, you know, it's too much hatred. What do you say?
No, I... Basically, you know, false information.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the premise, what is... He has urged it to you. I just respectfully disagree with you. I think the question might be, what has he done to make you believe he's a racist?
Right. Well, that's
and they,
a better way
they,
to put it.
They can't answer that.
No, they can't.
Because there's no evidence. And in fact, in 1999, I believe, Jesse Jackson honored Donald Trump for being so inclusive. And so now all of a sudden, Donald Trump is a racist now that he's president.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The U.S. will be moving some semblance of an embassy. They're going to use an old building they used to be in, if I'm not mistaken, in Jerusalem, because the U.S. Ambassador David Friedman to Israel wants to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem as early as 2019.
Thank you.
And the United States has cut some funding, we mentioned this last week, to the United Nations agency for the Palestinians. And I think that's very important. Mahmoud Abbas, based on what he said, he went on a rampage cursing Donald Trump's house, hoping his house is destroyed, you know, just really saying the Jews have no connection to the land. To me, he's an anti-Semite. So the Israelis really, really have no part of the people, in my humble opinion.
Oh, they don't. They don't. There's no, you can't have, you can't make peace with people who want to kill you. I mean, what do? You offer them a leg or a hand or a foot, whatever. They want to kill you. They hate you. So
So, I mean, it's a sad state of affairs, but that's who they have to deal with. And if anyone has a history in that area, it's the Jewish people. We're going to be signing off in a few minutes. And listen, please tune in and have your friends and family tune in to
Our Urban Stories.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And may God continue to bless America. And God bless you and yours. And let's stay safe, stay alert, and thank God for America.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you're looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.